The Torah teaches us in this week's parasha that Yaakov, as he was about to meet Esav, Rashi tells us, Yaakov hiskan atzma l'shloisha dvarim. Yaakov, as he's going to meet Esav, prepared himself with three different approaches. Doron, tefillah u'mechama. Doron, he was going to offer, he gave Esav this huge gift. Tefillah, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Muhammad, we know he prepared himself for war if he has to have a war with Esav. And Reb Cheskel Evenstein Zatzal, the Panovich of Mashgiach, makes a very interesting observation. If we look at these three different approaches, how Yaakov Avinu prepared himself, each one of them is very different than the other. One could even suggest that in some degree they are opposing each other. Doron, gift, you give a person a gift who you want to be close with. Nechama is going to war, which is just the opposite, which you are going to challenge him, you're going to be at odds with him. And tefillah is an entirely different approach. It's an approach where you are not focused on the human relation, but you're focused on our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we find that Yaakov Avinu has these three very disparate approaches how to meet Esav. Says Rav Chaskel Zatzal, the lesson of this is tzaddikim libam b'reshusam. Tzaddikim are the people who make the determination what is the right approach in the right situation. As we've quoted in previous shurim, Yaakov Avinu was called the Ish Tam. The person who's a Tam, the person who's a Tamim, the person who, as Rashi describes him, simple, and yet we find that there's no one in the Torah that we encounter who was able to work with the most difficult people. As Yaakov himself describes himself, Ochav ani b'ramos, I'm able to be sly as much as Lavan is able to be. What does that mean? He says, Reb Chaskel, Ishtam means that he owned the Tamimus. He owned his Midas. He owned his destiny. He owned the way he was going to behave in determining in every situation how to behave appropriately. The Chayvus Halvavus and the Shara Bechina, Perak Aleph, says that there's certain people that fire always burns, and water is always just the opposite. He says that a person who's an Oved Hashem has to have in him fire and water. He has to have, sometimes he has to go with a fire, he has to go with a bren, he has to be able to be strong, and sometimes he has to be able to be soft. That is what Yaakov Avinu represents. And in fact, he says that when we look at Shaul, the first melech of Klal Yisrael, what was the Aveira that he did that caused that he should lose being king? That he had Rachmanis, he had pity on Amalek, and he didn't kill their sheep and cattle. Having Rachmanis is a very Jewish attribute. Klal Yisrael Rachmanim Heim. Klal Yisrael are people of Rachmanis. But even though we're people of Rachmanis, there are times that, of course, we should use that behavior and use that midah and use that characteristic. And there are times that we shouldn't. Misplaced Rachmanis is not Rachmanis. Yaakov Avinu taught us that we have to be prepared for Doron, and we have to be prepared for Mechama, and we have to be prepared for Tefillah. We have to view the situation and use the right characteristic. I once saw a story that there was a town that whenever there was a simcha, when there was a simcha in shul on Shabbos, they would, in order, they knew that davening would take long, so they had a system that from Friday afternoon, they already distributed the aliyahs, and every person would know that getting this aliyah tomorrow so that they should be able to move the Kriyas HaTorah along. There was a Rav, Rav Hillel Kalamaya. He was the Rav of the city Kalmai in Hungary. He was a Talmud of Chassam Sofer. And he came to visit that community. And he was very upset when he saw that they had changed the way that Kriyas HaTorah is observed, the way Aliyahs are distributed. And he spoke to the people more than once over the Shabbos, voicing his displeasure. To the same town, a couple months later, came the Achpri Tavua, the Rav of Liska. And they had the exact same system in place. And he told them how he was so impressed, the concern for Tircha de Tzibura, the concern for making sure that the davening should be able to move along and it shouldn't be too long and people should be able to get to the Simcha and go and be able to accomplish what they had to accomplish. So they told him, it's very interesting that you are taking a positive approach to this custom and your colleague took such a negative approach. He said, there's no contradiction. Sometimes the need is to be strong. Rav Hillel Kalamayev felt that the need to strengthen the importance of menhagim, the importance of customs, took precedence. And I felt the need to be concerned about Tircha de Tzibura takes precedence. And we're both right. A Godel B'Yisrael has to know how to judge what to do in which situation. And actually, that concept is again taught us in the Haftar of this parasha. The parasha, the Haftar speaks about Chazoin Avadya, speaks about Avadya, Koy Ama Hashem Al Kim Le'adoyim. And the Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Maishno Avadya Le'adoyim. Why from all Nevuah? And actually, as the Rishonim point out, Rashi says, Avadya we only find transmitted one Nevuah. Why from all the Nevi'im was it Avadya who says the message about the downfall of Edom? Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yova Avadya, Hador ben Shnei Rishoyim. Avadya lived amongst Rishoyim, Achov and Izevel. V'loy lomad mimisehem. And he didn't learn, he wasn't influenced from their behavior. V'yinave al Esav Arosha, he should be the one to say Nevuah about Esav Arosha, Shador ben Shnei Tzadikim, who lived amongst two tzaddikim, Yitzchak v'Rivka, v'lo lamed memseihem. As the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, teaches us, Derech b'riyosu shel Adam, it is the way people usually are, lias nimshach b'deyosu b'masav acharei v'chaveros, to be influenced by their environment. And Achav was not influenced by his environment, even though, as the Gemara explains, Achav was not even born Jewish. He was originally from Edom, and he was a ger, and he lived in this palace of Achav and Izevel, the pinnacle of Rishis, the pinnacle of Avera, both Ben Adam Lamokka and Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And he found that there were Nevi'im who were hiding. There were 100 Nevi'im that were hiding from Achav and Izevel who wanted to kill them. And he took 50 Nevi'im and put them in one cave. And he put 50 Nevi'im and he put them in another cave. And then he went, to Achav's son, Yehoram ben Achav, to lend him money that he borrowed with interest to support them. And that's why the Pasuk calls Avadya Yirei Hashem. Avadya showed tremendous mercy. But on the same time, the Pasuk in Malachim says, V'isha achas m'neshei b'nei avim, tzaka Elisha lemar. There's a woman who approaches Elisha and says, Avotcha ishi meis, my husband died, v'ato yedat ke avdcha yiras Hashem, your servant, my husband, my deceased husband, was a yiras Shemayim, v'noi shebo l'kachas eshnei yiladei loy lavodim. And the person who my husband owed money to is coming to take my children for slaves. And the Zohar explains that who was this woman? This woman was Avadya's wife. Avadya's wife, Avadya had passed away and left her with the debt of all the money that he had borrowed from Yehoram ben Achav to support these Nevi'im. And now Yehoram ben Achav is coming to ask for that money. And she can't pay back. So Yehoram ben Achav says, I'll make a deal with you. Give me your two children. to live in my palace. And she says, I am not prepared to give up my two children to live in your palace. And the Medrash goes on to say, the Yaris Devash says, that she went to the Beis HaKfaris and she wasn't able to identify where her husband Avadya was buried because they couldn't afford to make a Metzeva. So she couldn't identify where he was buried. The Malach comes and shows her where her husband is buried. And she goes and cries at the kever of Avadya. And she says to Avadya, do something. Do something that our children should not end up in the hands of Achav. And Achav sends, and Avadya sends it to Elisha to tell her that there was a little oil in the helm. And that oil, Elisha will give a bracha to, and it will multiply that you'll have enough to pay off the debt, support our family. Avadya lived with Achav and Izevel. Because Avadya realized that for his avodas Hashem, he needs to live with Achav and Izevel. He needs to be there to be able to access the food that he's going to support the Nevi'im. But the same Achav, the same Avadya and his wife realize that our children cannot live there. And that is tzaddikim libam b'reshusam. That's what Rav Chaskel teaches us. A Talmud Chacham, a religious Jew, an observant Jew, has to view every situation and think, what does Hashem want from me in this situation? What does Avodas Hashem dictate that we do in this situation? And by living that life, we will have accomplished, as the Chovas Halvavos says, the way of an Oved Hashem. The way of an Oved Hashem is he chooses Eish sometimes, fire sometimes. He chooses Mayim sometimes, water sometimes. But whatever he chooses to do Avodas Hashem.